This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 presents Joy at the G.
Joy at the G.
A discussion on the initiatives for developing and maintaining respectful relationships in sport.
Sponsored by the AFL.
Joy 94.9, live from the MCG.
It is my great pleasure to welcome to Joy 94.9, live here at the MCG, a man who is an absolute hero in my mind. Not only was he an Olympic champion in trampolining, but he is also a champion of our community and is the first man to publicly come out as HIV positive as an elite athlete. Jai Wallace, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hello, Joy. Thank you very much for having me.
Jai, you making a public stance for your HIV status, how did that come about? Why the hell did you do it?
Why the hell not? You know, it's. I think the world really needs a bit of a hero at the moment, because you see so much discrimination in the world, and not just towards HIV positive people, but the gay population, just people that don't necessarily walk the same line or talk the same line. And it was distressing, really distressing to me, to see over the number of years, you know, the bullying that's continually being increased, the discrimination, the Russian government that come out and says you can't utter the word gay in public. I mean, where does that sort of hate come from? And I was watching I was at the London Olympics. I was privileged to be there amongst that crazy atmosphere. And I was watching an interview with Piers Morgan and Greg Louganis, and he famously came out and exposed himself.
The gold medal diver.
You know, four-time Olympic gold medalist, amazing athlete. And he told the world that he was HIV positive back in 1995 to a lot of acclaim, but also a lot of discrimination.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
I was watching this interview with Piers and Greg at the Olympics, and it was an interview about Greg and his achievements and his life. And HIV was a small part of that, but it was great to see Piers just looking at him as a normal, regular, everyday person. And I thought, wow, that's fantastic. And what I did was I wrote to Piers and I said, thank you for just looking at Greg as Greg. And you know, there's many things that encompass everybody's life, and HIV is just a small part of that.
But it's more than that. In taking a public stance for a whole sector of our community that is constantly discriminated against and is stigmatised, you are putting yourself forward as the face, I guess, of a sector that doesn't have a positive voice.
Right. Well, you know, you can look at it and just say enough. Enough is enough. We've had enough of the discrimination and enough of the stigma that comes along with being HIV positive. It's no longer the Grim Reaper disturbing ads of the 80s that really scared generations of Australians. And it's very, very different now. And the medication and the technology has come so far that we can continue to live a very normal, happy and healthy life.
I'm pleased to be able to announce here on Joy 94.9, live at the MCG, have agreed to be the ambassador of a new campaign that is all about stamping out stigma in this space. It is called the Enough Campaign. If you go onto Joy's website, joy.org.au, you'll be confronted with a huge banner that says Enough the minute you log on. Why have you agreed to be a part of this particular campaign?
Because the name of the campaign says it all. Just enough of the silliness. Why the hate? Why the discrimination? Because at the end of the day, we all breathe the same air, and we all go in the ground at the end of our lives. And many, many, many times you hear of people really wishing that they had have treated somebody different, or had have asked that one question that could have changed somebody's life. And when I didn't mean to make an announcement. I just wrote a letter, and I courteously sent it to the Sydney Star Observer, because they've been a very big supporter of mine ever since the Sydney Olympics and coming out and everything that's involved with that. So I just sent them a courtesy letter and said, look, this is what I've written to Piers. if they run with it, I'd love for you to be able to be on board also. And within 20 minutes, they wrote back to me and said, when can we run it? What can we do? How can we help? We're there for you. We're there to support you. So,
how amazing.
Oh, amazing. Absolutely amazing. And when I was diagnosed, it was literally like everybody. It was a bomb going off, and you really wonder, what's next? What do I do next? And, of course, then the next thing was, who do I tell? How can I garner support? And I've been so lucky that I came home. I was overseas when I was diagnosed. And I came home and I sat my parents down. I went to my dad in Queensland, and I came to my mum here in Victoria, and I told them both face to face. And my mum is my mum. She's just my mum, and that's all she wants to be is my mum.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, you know. I could be anything, and my mum would just love me to the day I die. And my dad comes from a very different world, and he lived with what I consider blinkers on his life for a long time. And it was very scary living with my dad growing up, because he was very anti-gay. So growing up as a gay kid, it's very scary growing up in that family environment. And when I told him I was gay, it was okay. It went down all right. And I'm an only child. And a couple of years later, my dad said to me that he was reading a book. I can't quite remember the name of the book, but he actually said to me that it dawned on him that if he doesn't accept me for me, then he loses me as a child. And it's a very poignant moment in my life where it can be, that message can be spread, because it gets to that point where either you accept people for the way they are or you lose them out of their life. And I would hate to ever think that would happen to me and my family. And it breaks my heart knowing that it does happen on a daily basis out there. So I guess that's really the crux of why I did this, is to help people out there that maybe just need that extra line of support. They just need that extra push. They need to know that somebody's there in their corner batting for them when it looks like all the odds are against them.
We are speaking with Olympic trampoline champion Jai Wallace here live at the MCG.
When I was first diagnosed, all I wanted to do was tell the world to get tested, because when you know your status, you can protect yourself, you can make sure that you're okay, you can get treatment for your condition, but also you can get treatment for yourself, your health, your mind, your body, your spirit, your soul. You can really get treatment for that. But then also, I was told, to put a lid on it, make sure that you're okay first, and make sure that you surround yourself with some really good people. And of course, my parents, I needed to tell them, but I also told some friends, and everybody that I have told has been amazingly supportive. Because, like I said, I'm still the same person. I just have a blood disease that is very treatable. It's very treatable now. So when I came home, I met someone very special, and the second time that we met at the beach and we left, and then for the next hour or 2 hours we text each other frantically saying we'd love to see you again, blah blah blah, blah, etc., etc. And I got back in the car with my bag, with my gym bag, and 1 foot out the door, not knowing what sort of response. And I said, look, there's something I've got to tell you. And I told him what was going on, and he was breathtakingly amazing. And he said, get in the car. Don't be ridiculous. Don't even think about it. That's not something that is even a consideration of mine. And I thought, wow, why can't we all be like that? How amazing is that? So that's why I did it.
What an amazing story. Jai Wallace, will you stick with us for a bit?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to the footy today.
And this message has just come through on the hashtag JoyAFL broadcast. Congratulations to Jai, a true role model in sport and community. You are very brave. Thank you very much.
I don't think it is brave. I just think it's time that somebody stood up and really batted for the little guys.
Well, I think you're very brave. I think you're bloody brave to actually come out, not only as an elite athlete as being gay, but also to really put yourself forward as being a role model for those, and an educator. I mean, that's really what you're going to be doing.
Absolutely.
Is breaking down some of those barriers and educating.
And that discrimination and that stigma exists in the wider community, but it also still exists in our own community.
Oh, very much so.
You know?
Very much so.
And I really want to take this opportunity to be a part of a change, be a part of a change of environment, of thought, of education, and it's very exciting what we have planned. I'm really looking forward to the future and making some big inroads. And in the end, you know what? I'm sure there is a cure around a corner. So if I can be a small part of helping that global, you know, that global cure happen, it'll make put a smile on my face.
It is all about understanding, and there is really no need for that sort of stigmatisation these days. And the campaign that you are an ambassador for is called Enough.
It's absolutely.
enuf.org.au. If you want a quick link to get to that, just go to Joy's website, joy.org.au, and you will not miss it. You are listening to Joy's broadcast live from the MCG. Dean Beck with you. We are here thanks to the AFL. We're talking about respect in relationships and diversity. We'll be back with more right after this. You're on Joy 94.9.
Melbourne's most lovable station is now giving you more reasons to listen. Joy 94.9.
What's your one-stop shop for sexperts?
Hide and seek.
Hi, I'm Dean Beck, now with Added Sexperts.
And I'm Andrew the Apprentice, primed and ready for an exploration of sex and sexuality with our rotating regulars.
Dr. George the Healthy Bear.
Stu Fenton, our compassionate counsellor.
Sex therapist Christopher Fox.
And psychologist Paul Martin.
Join our rotisserie every Thursday night from 9 p.m. right here on Joy.
Hide and seek.
Sponsored by Manhouse, the leather sexperts.
Gear for your lifestyle. Manhouse.com.au.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.